One of the greatest things that you can learn how to do as a salesperson is to generate your own leads. Now, that could be referrals, that could be done through technology, but figure out a way that you are never stuck waiting for somebody to bring you somebody to sell to.
Every single message you deliver is really a sales call. Either you are selling or being sold. Salespeople love to brag about their skills. And the truth is, your success in closing sales depends on your skills, your abilities, and finding the right training. And the great news is, you have come to the right place here at the How to Sell Show with your hosts, Dale Bell and Scott Silvenbell. And be sure to join the party at howtosell.live and download your copy of The 10 Common Mistakes Salespeople Make.
Aloha and welcome to the show. I'm coming to you live from Haleiwa Ali'i Beach Park. I'm in the wild, so to speak. I'm sitting 20 feet from the ocean. So you're going to hear some waves. You're going to hear some people walk by. You may even hear helicopters or mopeds. I'm not too far from the firehouse, and occasionally the fire engine drives by. So if you hear some noise or some wind, that's because I am sitting on the beach and not in a studio. And today we're going to talk about leads. We're going to talk about your ability to generate your own leads and why this is so important. You know, as time goes on in the world of sales, one of the greatest skills that you can have is your ability to bring people to an organization in a line and have them willing to spend money. And all too often, I'll see salespeople create self-sabotage on a varying reasons. And one of them is they're afraid of rejection. And one of the coolest things about technology is you really don't have to worry about rejection. If you knock on a door, it could get slammed in your face. If your lead isn't very good, what's going to happen is you're going to have to pay more money to get people to look at more leads. But you're not going to have that hurt feeling of somebody being mean to you or slamming a door in your face or telling you no. It'll just be that you got to fire up your credit card and pay a little bit extra. And I'll see salespeople, for whatever reason, they don't want to go out and do this. They don't want to go out and learn this. And you know, it's one of these skills that you could literally go to YouTube, you could go to a Udemy course, you could pay a couple of bucks, maybe 50, at most 100, 200, and you could learn how to do Facebook leads, YouTube leads, LinkedIn leads. You could learn how to automate a system, how to build a funnel. I mean, there's a lot of companies out there that want you to use their software, that want you to use their platform, so they will teach you how to do it. Some of these platforms come with the training built in. And so as a salesperson, legitimately, you are out of excuses for reasons to not be able to get your own leads. And let's just say that the path of technology is going down the direction that I think it is, where companies at some point are going to say, so you can close deals, what else do you got? And they're going to look around and say, the people who can generate their own leads are the type of people that we want to hire. And they may even put a salesperson through a test and say, show me how you would build this lead. Here's the platform, and you may have to stumble through it. We want you to hook up an autoresponder to this. We want you to build a squeeze page. We want you to write some copy. We want you to build the autoresponder series. And if you really want to work here, this is your tryout. And so I could see sales going in that direction, that you really do need to know how to generate your own leads. Now, there is a lot of upside that comes from you being able to go out and do things on your own and not beholden to a company. So let's say a company's struggling. One of the things that companies typically do when they're struggling is they cut back on marketing. They go, up, we're not going to market anymore. So now you're down on leads, and you're like, now your income suffers. You may have a manager or an executive that likes to play favorites, and they may or may not give leads to one person, and then you're stuck with all the leftovers, all of, depends upon what industry. You know, it could be the one-leg appointments. It could be the furthest appointment where you got to drive. It could be that they give you the most difficult people to deal with. And so they start playing games with you. Well, if you know how to gather your own leads and you know how to get your own lead generation going, you're never beholden to anybody. You don't have to worry about the games that they're going to play. You don't have to worry about, you know, is this guy or this girl coming after me? You just go out and you close deals and you make stuff happen, and it doesn't matter. You know, the other thing that could happen is you could go to the organization, you could go to the company and say, look, here's what I'm bringing to the table. You know, I'm bringing in this amount of leads, and I know that it costs $300, $400, $500, $600, $700, $800, $1,000 for you to bring on a buyer. Every time that I bring in a buyer, why don't you just pay me? And then, you know, essentially what happens is they're paying you a cut. They're giving you part of the portion for you to pay for your own lead. Some companies may turn around and go, hey, wait, you know, you're trying to take advantage of a situation. We're not going to allow you to do that. That's not something that we think that should be done. Not realizing that, like, you have a sales guy or a sales girl that wants to go out and they want to close deals. They want to make stuff happen. It ends up being to their benefit. I mean, if this company's spending $300, $400, $500 for a lead and it's not getting closed and it's the wrong buyer, by all means, go after the lead that's going to allow for revenue to be built or a product to be sold and let it happen and let it be sold. Sometimes you got to remember as a salesperson, it's your job to sell the idea. You got to think through the problem and look at the objection, what it really is, and talk through the objection and go, where are they wrong with this objection? You know, and last of all, here's the thing. If you're the closer, you're the prize. And if you know how to create your own leads and you know understand lead gen, you are the ultimate closer. And, you know, if you're not getting treated well, you get the opportunity to look and go, hey, time out. You know, I don't like the way that I'm being treated. I don't like the way that this organization's treating me. I'm going to leave. And the company may look and go, hey, what's the problem? We really like you here. By the way, you're bringing in a lot of leads. Or they may go, hey, peace out, Girl Scout. You're done. Get out and leave. Well, you go to another organization and they're like, so what do you have to bring to the table? Like, I'm a closer. All right, we've heard that before. What do you bring to the table? I'm a closer and I know how to get my own leads. Ah, well, how do you do that? Well, I mean, I know, understand lead generation. I've got my own machine backing me. Really? Yep. And then you could set your own terms. Remember, if you're the closer, you're the prize. One of the greatest things that you can learn how to do as a salesperson is to generate your own leads. Now, that could be referrals, that could be done through technology, but figure out a way that you are never stuck waiting for somebody to bring you somebody to sell to, right? That's one of the worst feelings is to sit there and go, I don't have somebody to sell to. I can't close this deal. I'm not going to be able to close this deal. I don't have money coming in. It becomes a perpetual machine for you. It ends up working in your favor every time you know how to generate leads that other people don't. Where everybody else is waiting for a lead or waiting for an up, you're out there closing deals and you get to build momentum. The other people who aren't closing deals and have to wait for a lead or wait for an up, now they're in a negative position. So it only benefits you. It's coming soon to a future new year where you're probably going to have to do it yourself. And why not get started now? Why not get that skill? Why not get that talent and be ahead of the curve? Thanks for dropping by and checking out the show. Thanks for checking out this episode of the How to Sell Show. You can join the party at howtosell.live to get the show notes, links, updates on new episodes, recordings of previous episodes, articles, as well as videos. You may not know this sales secret, but sharing this episode with a friend will bring you good luck. See you soon. Mahalo.